Head to overtime, tied at 14, and what a whale of a ball game it had been through the first 48 minutes. The overtimes would not disappoint either. A lot of drama as expected there when you get this tight of a ball game. Colby would win the toss in overtime, would elect to start out on defense. Scott State would get the ball first. They would play in the east side of the field there toward the east end zone. And so Scott City would have to have four downs to get to the end zone. It only took him one play to retake the lead.
Three receivers, two wings, and quarterback Parker Gooden to take the snap from Dutch Turner from the 10, first down. Draw play up the middle. Here's Gooden inside the 5, touchdown! One play, one touchdown, 20-14 here in overtime one.
Scott City would elect to go for the two-point conversion, and you know, from the three-yard line, they felt very confident of the way they were moving the ball on Colby from about the fourth quarter on to try to sneak it in there for the two-point conversion, make it an eight-point game. It looked like Scott City had it, but the officials would rule otherwise.
From the three, trying to make this an eight-point game. They'll send Hunter Yeager in motion. It'll be a draw play right side. Gooden will lean forward, and is he in? Yes! Oh, no, oh! They say he's not in. Scott City's kid said he was in, and so it's still 20-14.
The officials ruled that Parker Gooden's knee was down before he had crossed the plane. Half of his body would be across the goal line when his knee would go down, but the official said he was down before he would cross the goal line, so it remained 20-14. So that means it was Colby's time to get the football. And just like Scott City, it wouldn't take the Eagles long to get into the end zone from the 10-yard line.
So here we go from the 10, first and goal for Colby. Myers in the wing T shotgun. Handoff left side. This is the step. Gets the outside inside the 5, and he's in. Touchdown. So it's like a one playoff, and now Colby can walk off with an extra point for the win.
Just like Scott City, Colby would score on one play in the first overtime to tie the game at 20. The Eagles had an opportunity to walk off with an extra point kick at the 10-yard line that Colby Eagles would fumble the ball on the extra point.
So Carson Van Eaton for the win. They have a new holder in there because it's sophomore Tyler Voss. The regular holder, Thane Wildeman, got knocked out of the game in the first half. For the win, snappers Aaron Kurth. For the win for Colby. Snap good, places down, and he fumbles it, and Scott City stops the extra point. They did not get it set on the tee. Let's not play one. Let's play two overtimes.
Heading into double overtime, it'd be tied at 20. Colby would get the ball first. Of course, the clock does not run in overtime, but the Eagles will get the ball at the 10-yard line, and they would score on the third play of double overtime.
So they say he's actually stopped at the 2, third and goal for a gain of 8. Third and goal from the 2, double overtime, tied at 20. Wing T set up shotgun here. Walmart split wide to the right. Now they move the receiver bunch left side for that handoff left side for Stapp on third down. Gets in wide. Easy touchdown for Stapp, his third of the night.
All right,
26-20.
Colby would use the same play to Calvin step left side for the two-point conversion, and Colby would have a 28-20 lead. So we hit the last part of the second overtime. Scott said we get the football. They would move it down to the one-yard line on two downs, but third down they'd be stuffed, which set up the final play of the ball game from just inside the one-yard line of Colby on fourth and goal. And here's how the game ended.
This is the game, 28-20 Colby. Double overtime, fourth and goal, Scott City inside the one. Gooden will stay in shotgun. Colby has about 8 stacked. They'll send a man in motion, Yeager, up the left side. Gooden, he is stuffed short, and that is the ball game. Colby will win the district outright in double overtime, 28-26. You hate to be on the losing end of this, but man, what a game tonight.
It was definitely a great game, one that you're going to remember for a long time. As Scott City was stopped just short of the goal line there for the touchdown there on fourth and goal from inside the one. They lose about a half yard and fall 28-20, snapping a 15-game winning streak against the Colby Eagles. And we'll have more on that in our next segment. But man, this is a game for the ages. Unfortunately, the Scott City Beavers were on the short end of it in double overtime, 28-20. We'll have the recap in our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com. It's Sounds of the Game.